Would people drive a car 100,000 miles with no oil change?
Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Paul, and I want to talk a little bit today about pain and suffering that people are going through, health issues people are experiencing. It's a real big challenge. I had a lady contact me the other day who has, her husband has cancer, and he's suffering really bad. And it's really hard for people to connect and understand what it is to suffer. It's one thing to say you have a disease or to get diagnosed with a disease. That in itself is a torment when a doctor tells you only have 6 months to live. But when you have a disease and you're experiencing the pain from disease, that's another story. Now, some of you might be thinking, what do you mean? How can you have a disease and not suffer from pain? Well, there are a bunch of people walking around that have cancer that don't even know it. They're not experiencing any pain. And partly their body is so disconnected from its true feelings because of everything going on in the world and so on. And the body's adapted to living in a certain way that they can't even identify pain. But then there are the people that have diseases and they're experiencing the pain on a daily basis. And it's not just diseases. Somebody gets in a car accident, their neck hurts or their back hurts and things like this. It's a real issue. It's a real issue and it's a really tough thing. So last night I had a headache I don't get headaches often, but I developed a really bad splitting headache and kept me up. And I just to think as I was there, I mean, I feel better now, but I think, there are some people out there that live like this every day. I once hurt my knee and I couldn't even sleep because if I turned, it woke me up. It was so bad. And there are people that live like this every day and people are contacting me who are suffering and who are going through hard times. And it's really, really difficult to connect with understanding that unless you're in that situation. This is one of the passions I have to teach people about health according to the scriptures and what our Creator has to say about health so we can get better and be healthier and not suffer from these things and these ailments. And this is why I introduce people to eating healthy and living healthy. You know, and eating healthy is not the cause of all disease, but it's a cause of a good amount of them. And anything that will relieve the suffering, I want to promote and get out there. Prayer is the first thing. Making sure you're eating the foods that we were designed to eat. And, you know, sometimes physical therapy, depending if you were in an accident or something. And sometimes just patience and time. But it's really, really difficult to suffer. And you don't suffer alone. Because your loved ones around you suffer as well, which makes it even more challenging. And even worse, sometimes people are alone and they suffer with no one around them and they have no one to help them. You know, but we can't look on the misfortunes in life and think that Yahweh doesn't see everything and know everything. And there's often a spiritual side of disease as well as a physical side of disease. There's also the emotional and mental aspects of disease. And we got to consider all these things if we want to be healthy. You know, and, you know, the average believer might ask, why do we suffer? If our Creator loves us so much, why do we suffer? And the reality is we live in a world today that is adopted into a culture that lives against the principles of the scriptures. The results have taken us farther away more than ever before from what the scriptures promote, the word of a wonderful Creator promotes. In Isaiah 24:5, it says, the earth suffers for the sins of its people. They have twisted Yahweh's instructions, violated His laws, and broke His everlasting covenant. See, we have to understand that the first sin of man was not about eating a fruit. The first sin of man was about disobeying our Creator. And, you know, even I do my best to obey my Creator, but I still suffer. So even this alone doesn't take away all disease and suffering. But our Creator has a big plan. Sometimes He lets people suffer for certain reasons and give people certain lessons. Look at Job. Job suffered tremendously on many aspects. So who are we to question Yahweh's plan and all these different things? You know, but we come to Him and we speak to Him and we pray to Him. You know, but he did plan for us to do good things and have an abundance of good things according to what He calls good. You know, so we need to, like, think about this whole picture, because to be honest, when most people are in suffering, they don't think about taking care of themselves. Prevention has been lost. Most people only look at health or spiritual health, physical health, emotional health, when they all get diagnosed with an illness or something else. You know, and a lot of people aren't looking for this. You know, but we all really desire to live a pain-free life, a life of no suffering. We all desire to have the wonderful shalom and peace that Yahweh can give us, and the joy that would be with us all the time. You know, and this is why I love to read my scriptures in my Bible, because, you know, I don't know if you know this, but there's more information about health in the scriptures than any other topic. It's absolutely the best health book ever written. Our Creator cares about our well-being. Our Creator cares about our well-being so much. You know, He didn't give His Son just to die for us and leave us to suffer. He gave us His Son to die for us and we would have an abundance of life and joy and peace. You know, so we have to remember that and realize that. And when we think about the scriptures, there's opposites in the scriptures. There's blessings versus curses, good versus evil, life versus death. But then there's health versus disease. And one of the promises of being obedient to our Creator is good health. One of the curses in the scriptures is disease. You know, so we have to consider this. You know, we have to make that decision to follow our Creator's words and sometimes even disconnect from our emotions or our human thinking that will keep us from following His words. And we see examples of the ancient Israelites in the scriptures that followed the instructions so closely, and they had the best health of all the people. And those instructions are available to us today. That's the amazing thing. You know, back then, you know, our Creator, you know, said man's days would be unlimited. You know, but today people, you know, with all the technology and everything we have, it seems people are living less and less, not longer and longer. There's just something wrong to me about people living a life, retiring, and only having a few years left to spend the so-called golden ages. You know, but the scriptures show us by repentance and obedience we can add years to our lives. You know, but it also shows us that, you know, we can die before our appointed time the way we act. See, in Ecclesiastes 7:17 it says, "Do not be a fool. Why die before your time?" And in Psalms 55:23, it says, "Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days." And in Proverbs, which is another word for wisdom, it says in Proverbs 10:27, "The fear of Yahweh adds length to life, but the years of the wicked are cut short." And on the opposite side of that, we see 2 Kings, where Yahweh added 15 years to King Hezekiah's life because he repented. So when it comes down to it, is how do we experience the blessing of a long life? And it says in Proverbs 4:10, "Listen to me, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many." You know, but what about the quality of our life? What about that peace to live a life without suffering? It says in Proverbs 3:1, "My son, forget not my Torah. Let your heart guard my commands, for the length of days and long life and shalom shall they add to you." That shalom that we desire, and that shalom of peace. Our Creator didn't design us to suffer from disease. Our Creator designed us in a way that is supposed to be wonderful and amazing, and He gave us every single thing we need not to suffer from the ailments that a lot of people suffer from today. A lot of ailments that people suffer from today are due to their lifestyle and their diet. They're not eating the foods the Creator designed us to eat, and they're not living in a way we were designed to live. We have to understand what it says in the scriptures and understand how our Creator created us. In Psalms 139:14, it says, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works." And in Genesis 1:31, it says, "We are made in Yahweh's image, and it is good." You see, in Genesis 1:26 and 1:28, it says, "We shall have dominion over all the animals, of the fish of the sea, and the fowl of the air, and rule over every living organism." So these diseased organisms, or these issues that get us down, we should have control over them, that not them over us. But because we're so overtaken and we're not following His instructions, we're creating an environment where it's not that way. So the scriptures tell us how to avoid disease in Exodus 15:26. He said, "If you will diligently listen to my voice, the voice of Yahweh, Elohim, and will do what is right in His sight, and will not give and will give ear to His commands and keep His statutes," it says, "He will not put the same disease upon you which He has put upon the Egyptians. For I am Yahweh who heals you." So we have to get this knowledge and understand this knowledge, because the scriptures say, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Lack of knowledge. And we think about this. When you think about the word disease in the scripture, think about the word evil or wickedness or disobedience. In 1 Kings 3:9, Solomon said, "Give your servant an understanding heart to discern between good and evil." You could also look at that as between health and disease. You know, so Job says, "And to man he said, see, the fear of Yahweh, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding," or is health. Daniel 12:10 goes on to say, "Many shall be purified and cleansed through trials, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand." You know, and then Isaiah 33:6 says, "And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your times, and the strength of Yeshua. And the fear of Yahweh, that is His treasure." But because of the lack of knowledge, and it's not knowledge, because we all have some type of knowledge, it's the lack of knowledge of our wonderful Creator. And this is why so many of this stuff happens. And when we get His knowledge, we see His plan for us. And we see what He wanted us to eat, what He wanted us to do, and how He wanted us to live. And 3 John verses, chapter 1, verse 2, it says that the will for man concerning health. And it's quoted, "Dear friend, I hope all is well with you, and that you are as healthy in his body as you are in spirit." So he wants us to experience the great benefits of health, just like John had said, and this is his desire for us. So when it was come to Eden, man has went wrong in several different areas. And we have to understand a habit versus addiction. An addiction is something that we don't have control over, and we need to get control over it. But a habit is something that we've created, but we can simply break that habit. So it comes down to decision versus emotion. Our emotions might tell us to do one thing, and often when we listen to the flesh, we do that one thing. But our decision we stick to regardless of how we're feeling. So the three areas we go wrong when we eat our diet is, number one, we don't stick to Yahweh's designed eating plans. He gave us times to eat and times to sleep. He's given us His designed schedule. We don't stick to His schedule. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says there's a time to every purpose under the sun. In John 11:9 it says, Yeshua says there are 12 hours in a day and 12 hours in a night. And because we're not sticking to his plan, this is where we've gotten off track. And then we don't stick to his diet plan. We don't eat the right way or the right foods. We overeat, we don't chew our food, and we eat while we're stressed. The Bible's clear of what we should be eating, and it says in Genesis 1:29, Yahweh said, look, I have given you the seed-bearing plants throughout the earth and all the fruit trees for your food. For your food. So we need to stick to his diet plan and make that right. And then finally, we make an idol out of our food. We put more importance on eating than we do on Yahweh. So we have to be careful with this. And Yeshua is a role model. He's known as the living Torah. He lived and he taught the instructions of our Creator. Moses is a great role model. He didn't want to, but ended up listening to Yahweh because he knew Yahweh's ways are the best. We look at all the role models in Scripture. We look at Noah. So Moses and then Noah, he did, everything that Yahweh wanted him to do. And then there's all of these examples in Scripture of how we should live. But we got to distinguish the difference between the pleasure of food versus the sin of eating. Now, it's not necessarily a sin of eating, but when that pleasure of food becomes more than the pleasure of Yahweh, then now it's become an idol, and we have to do something about that. And remember, the wisdom of King Solomon says in Proverbs 30, verses 8 and 9, remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee, and say, and take the name of my Elohim in vain. So in this verse, King Solomon is not asking for too much or too little of anything, just enough to satisfy him according to Yahweh's will. So these are the things we need to get. And we need to also understand that Yahweh's amazing healing power, and how he heals people, and what he does with us, and he's given us the herbs as our medicine. And we get this, we understand it, and we live this, right? We're blessed beyond measure, beyond we can understand. But we have to listen to Yahweh. Most people will listen exactly to what their doctor tells them, but they don't listen to Yahweh. It is better to trust in Yahweh than to put confidence in man, as it says in Psalms 118:8. So we need to put our trust and confidence in man. I want to read to you Proverbs 4:20 to 22. It says, my son, listen to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Guard them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and healing to not some, but all their flesh. And let's break this down for a moment. My son, listen to my words. Deuteronomy 28:15 says, if you will not listen to Yahweh and do his commands, curses shall come upon you. Remember what we said, curses and disease are hand in hand, or evil and disease hand in hand. Then it says, incline your ear to my sayings. To incline your ear means to bend your ways to my ways. Not only our ways, but our heart. Psalms 119:36 says, incline my heart to your testimonials and not to covetousness. Let them not depart from your eyes. Psalm 119:37 says, turn my eyes from worthless things and give me life through your ways. Life through your ways. And it goes on to say, guard them in the midst of your heart. To defend Yahweh's word and not be persuaded by the world and the world's ways. For they are life to those who find them. Proverbs 8:35 to 36 verse says, for whoever finds me finds life, and shall obtain favor from Yahweh. But he that sins against me wrongs his own being. All that they hate me love death. and then finally healing to all their flesh. Yahweh's discipline purifies a heart. And that's what he wants. Healing to the flesh. You see, we need to make the wise choice, not the popular choice. It says in Romans 12, 2, don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let Yahweh, our Creator, transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will know what Yahweh wants you to do, and you will know how good and pleasing and perfect His will really is. It's a wise, simple choice, everybody. Deuteronomy 30:19 says it very well. I call on the heavens and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the cursing. Therefore, choose life, that you and your seed may live. But we have indecision from too much choice out there and confusion. And the Bible talks about not being double-minded. 1 Kings 18:21 goes on to say, and Elijah came to all the people and said, how long will you keep hopping between two opinions? If Yahweh is Elohim, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. But the people answered with not a word. We have to understand and believe we can't have it both ways. We can't have it both ways. It says in Matthew 6:24, no one is able to serve two masters. For either he shall hate the one and love the other, or else he shall cleave to one and despise the other. You are not able to serve Yahweh and serve man, or to serve your flesh. Let's make the right choice and remember what it says in Proverbs 19:23. The fear of Yahweh leads to life, and he that has it shall be satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. Evil being another word for sickness. He that has a fear of Yahweh that leads to life will not be visited with the sicknesses of the world, like it says in Exodus 15:26. When John says, know the truth and the truth will set you free, what exactly is this truth? Ecclesiastes 12:13 says, here's my final conclusion. Fear Yahweh and obey his commands, for this is the duty of every person. And Job 36:11 says, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. We have an opportunity to do this. You say you want a pain-free life, no pain or disease, eat a diet according to the scriptures, according to our Creator's guidelines and instructions. You want that emotional peace, that shalom that Yahweh can bring upon you, live according to the word of Yahweh. You want that everlasting, continuous joy, have a faith that will never fade away no matter what. We are all capable to eat better. We need to do His will. We all have the capability to live closer to Yahweh and His instructions. We must trust Him and have an amazing faith. And we have the ability of a stronger faith. We must believe that. And trust what it says in the scriptures. Ezekiel 33:11 says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would live, so they would have life. That's what he wants us to do, to live and have life. To seek the kingdom of Yahweh above all things. And he will give you everything you need. Matthew 6:33. And the wisdom that we seek that goes against the lack of knowledge is Proverbs 3:5-6. To trust in Yahweh with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will direct your paths. How many of you are ready and willing to do these things that'll bless you, that'll give you the opportunity to create the best life you can live right now for Yahweh, and to not be selfish and only think about yourself and how you feel and these things, instead to think what Yahweh wants us to do. Remember, Yahweh doesn't serve us. We serve Him. We serve Him. He blesses us. His mercy is wonderful and great. But ultimately, we are serving Him. That's why prayer is so important. And understanding and prayer and fasting can really give us a clear communication line with Him. And I implore all of you to pray about fasting and the power of prayer and fasting and how it goes together and what it can bring you and what it could do for you. So I pray that you're listening to this message and you're getting it, you're comprehending it and understanding it, and you'll all be blessed. I got a lot of prayer requests for healing of disease. I have a lot of people call me that are sick out there. And there are different times and ways to do certain healing methods. And if you are going to do a longer fast, it would be good to be guided to know what's going on and how you should do it and so on. But we can get through this. You know, we can get to a new dimension, closer to Yahweh. And, you know, our faith will take us a far way. So, consider the things I'm saying. And eat a diet that's going to produce health and life. All right, everybody. Live a life that's going to produce a closeness with Yahweh like you've never had before. Thank you for listening, and I pray that everyone out there will take this message seriously, because it's really important, and not enough people are focusing on this message until they're already sick. And as brothers and sisters, we have a responsibility to go out there and get the word out about Yeshua. And how can we do that if we're sick in bed? You could join me every morning for prayer at 6 a.m. That's 6 a.m. on our YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries. And you could also join us for live fellowship every Friday evening at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I make myself available to you for prayer anytime. You can contact me through the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. I thank you for taking these messages seriously. Please let other people know that we're a ministry teaching people the Hebraic roots faiths of our wonderful Messiah, Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. But we're also focusing on each person's personal health so we can go out there, we could heal from our diseases, and have the energy to go out there and proclaim the good news about Yahshua, Yahweh's salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, everybody, for being here with me. I pray for you. Have a blessed day. Yahweh be with you all this day and always. And shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support.
Are you or a loved one unable to live alone because of medical reasons? Albert's Manor offers accommodations for seniors or persons with disabilities. They provide quality and professional care in a beautiful, safe, and loving environment. You can reach them at 772-626-3500. West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka, moccasins, and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.